Never Ending Radio Show. Recovery. Recharge.
Suppose I owe an amend to somebody that owes me one. Who goes first? Austin Ripley, from his own life, shared this thing with us, and I was deeply impressed by it. He used to write for the Chicago Tribune, and he wrote a weekly feature for Look magazine. And Rip, by his own account, was a very arrogant drunk. He's a very humble, saintly man, sober. But he said he owed apologies to everybody in the Look organization, and he made appointments to see every one of them. And he flew from Chicago, where he worked, to New York, to the Look building. And he began with the CEO up in the penthouse office. And of course, with that marvelous, wonderful mind and tongue of his, he explained alcoholism and what it had done to him and why it had made him do the things he did and so on and so forth. And they were all patting him on the head and forgiving him and giving him milk and cookies and so on. Anyway, he got a few floors down to the office of one of the vice presidents. The man made him wait 20 minutes past the appointment time. When he entered the room, he was not invited to sit. The man said, "Ripley, what do you want?" And Rip went through his apology. It was very sincere. And when he finished, the man took a pipe out of his mouth, set it down, and he spoke these words. He said, "Ripley, you were a son of a bitch then, and you're still one. Get the hell out of my office." He was crushed. And he was angry. Left the office, pressed the elevator button, and he was going to go down, get a cab, go to the airport, and fly home. But while he was waiting, he was sober enough for these thoughts to hit his mind. "Haven't you forgotten the forgiveness you've been given? Haven't you forgotten the apologies you still owe?" And then he came to this conclusion: that man did not have to accept my apology. I had to give it. And that's the hard part, because usually not too many people are watching, and no one can read our minds and our motives.
It's the Never Ending Radio Show!